This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
March the 2nd, 2020. The Hairy-Eared Hound. Children's literature is the best. When the son was growing up, I used to love to read to him. I do a pretty passable Eeyore. Some have even commended me on my Piglet. That's another story involving prunes and Bombay mix, the ultimate delicacy. One of the joys of reading to very small children is the large print that books for small children tend to come with. They allow plenty of scope for oohing and aahing and pointing out tigers and fitting in the odd squeeze of the listener on your lap. What's not to like? The son has fond memories of reading together. He remembers sitting in our kitchen being read the first chapter of Black Beauty. He cried. I cried. Even Mr. Ferret, not his real name, who was fixing the kitchen window at the time, cried. The son has been reading to the grand since he could stay awake long enough, and he's been thinking about how I can read to him as well. There's no avoiding it. Things aren't what they used to be. My large print copy of the Just So stories doesn't look that large anymore. I think I've gone from large to giant font. No one has said so, but I know it, and the son knows it. He's been thinking about how to find a way to make it possible for me to sit the grand on my lap and read him a book and have a squeeze. After a not inconsiderable amount of public library research, all the indicators point to West Norwood Library having the best selection of early years reading. As we walked towards the train, I pushed the pram and blew raspberries. The grand kicked and whooped. The son said, "You're not offended, are you? About the giant size font?" I wasn't sure. "Of course I'm not offended." I should have said, I thought it showed considerable foresight on his part. If I'm going to be able to read to the grand, we are going to have to find new ways. The old ones won't work. At the desk, the son said, "I hear you've got a good size selection of large print baby books." "Well, I wouldn't say that," the librarian said. "I can show you what we've got." On a solitary shelf sat a slender pile of large print baby books. The best stash in town totaled 9 titles in all, and one of those was about a marital bust-up. The son, the grand, and I sat on the floor and read him a book about an unreasonably competitive dog who went head-to-head with his friends, the ladybird, the mole, and the duck. He lost, but in a moment of consolation, his friends pointed out how much better he was at growing hair out of his ears than any of them were. I've quite a lot of sympathy for that dog. I've been in that position. The grand lost interest and reverse-crawled into a slightly bigger baby sitting behind him. We decided to cut our losses. I've just done a Google search for large print baby books. The breaking news is that F is for Fart is a small print book imposter. The Hug came out a close second. Sweet Peas and Dahlias, a book of twisty stories about love, is probably going to do it for me. I like the look of the dog on the front cover. He doesn't have unreasonably hairy ears and may be amenable to making a friendship with a small boy. That might save the grand from having to reverse out of my clutches in search of distractions.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.